This is what's remembered of Warren Harding's presidency, in no particular order. First, he died in office, probably from a cerebral hemorrhage. But we don't know for sure because Florence Harding refused to allow an autopsy. That, in turn, led to persistent rumors that Mrs. Harding had poisoned her husband. Allegedly, she wanted to spare him the trauma of impeachment, which surely would have followed the imminent revelation of several nasty administration scandals. But there's no real evidence for this. Second, his administration was thoroughly corrupt, particularly Secretary of the Interior Albert Fall, who cooked up the Teapot Dome oil leasing swindle and later became the first cabinet officer jailed for misconduct. No one has ever suggested that Harding himself took any money, but the president was certainly no Sunday school teacher. In fact, with prohibition in force, real Sunday school teachers wrote Harding regularly complaining that his own drinking, smoking, and poker playing were setting a bad example for the country. Third, Harding cheated on his wife, most notably in the telephone room adjacent to the Oval Office. His relationship with Nan Britton, the daughter of a longtime friend, was revealed to the general public after his death when Britton published a book asserting Harding was the father of her child. Of course, this could have been another reason why Florence Harding may or may not have poisoned her husband. Fourth, Harding was inclined to invent words, such as normalcy, when he couldn't think of proper ones, in this case normality. But to his credit, Harding knew that he was something of a boob. To one friend before the 1920 Republican convention, the Ohio senator wrote, "The only thing I really worry about is that I might be nominated and elected. That's an awful thing to contemplate." To another, he later confided, "I am not fit for this office and should never have been here." But perhaps Alice Roosevelt Longworth, Teddy's trenchant daughter, said it best of all. Harding was not a bad man. He was just a slob.